Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How sweet.
Amen.
How wonderful to be enjoying the Lord, being led to the Father.
Amen.
Well, we want to have some fellowship this morning. And I would just first start by saying that we brothers are very burdened for the church in Bellevue, that we would go on and advance and stay one with what the Lord is doing on the earth.
Amen.
In Bellevue and on earth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is a remarkable time to be alive and an amazing time to be in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
We really, really realize the word that's coming out, this past conference, so many other things, the messages, particularly this focus on the one new man.
Amen.
And ultimately being brought most recently to this conference about the need for us to fight the spiritual warfare.
Amen.
And to be one with the Lord to gain what He is after.
Amen.
So in that view, there are some things here that we feel we've been quite burdened about in the church to go on. And we've touch this matter, for example, about getting into the ministry, getting into the Word and being supplied.
Amen.
Attending the seven feasts, very much exercise. All the things related to the children and the young people that we labor over. Well, there is another aspect to the church life that we also need to continue to be one with the Lord on and to follow Him and to just seek Him and be sure that we do not fall behind.
Amen.
And this matter is actually related to the physical infrastructure that supports all of what the Lord is doing. The Lord is very real. He's not just a person in the heavenlies, but He is also grounded in our day-to-day living.
Amen.
And the practical needs that are needed in order for Him to advance. For example, we're here, we had a marvelous table today. A couple of weeks ago, we had a conference, a wonderful conference where hundreds of saints got together and we enjoyed the ministry of the Word. I tell you, that would not be possible except that through the Lord's leading, we acquired this land, built this property. Some saints sacrificed their time and their effort and their money, and we are here enjoying all of what the Lord has for us in His rich provision.
Amen.
So we are burdened for a number of things along this practical line also. And we are being faithful to the Lord to really realize we have some needs here. You know, when we first built this meeting hall, we only needed like, what, two or three rows. But now we need a lot more rows.
Amen.
And the Lord has just filled in. Then we built the addition here. We also still realize the parking lot here, we have some limitations. It's not totally bad like Seattle, but we do need to make some improvements. So we've been opening the matter. We've contracted an architect to come and look at our arrangements. And there are actually some possible solutions using some areas here that we hadn't thought of before. But we are applying for some things through the city. So that's one thing I wanted to mention today, that we are actively seeking how to improve our traffic and our parking here. One other matter that we have presented to the city is to request that we have another curb cut. You know, there's one entrance to the hall here, this curb here, but it often gets quite congested, particularly in its adjacency to our neighbors next door, and they're coming and going as well. So we, although it's not a new idea, we feel to ask the city, could we have another curb cut here on the north end of the parking lot to allow a one-way flow? All these matters, we feel the Lord is leading us. And it will take some funding, some money, but we feel the Lord is faithful. We just do what He is leading us to do. Now, there's also a very big need here among us that may not be so apparent. We're just kind of aware of the hall and so on. But every year, it comes up. There are saints that call us. I don't think a year has gone by where someone has not asked us, is there corporate living in the Bellevue church, in the church in Bellevue, is there a place where saints, particularly students, can come and be together with brothers and sisters for the church life? Now, we have had brothers' houses in the past in Bellevue. I came into the church life there. We've had sisters' houses. I was in one when I first touched the church life. My wife was. Brother Willie, he had a brother's house. A number of us. Tim Washington. But these have been just things that have come and gone. But you may have noticed, so this has been a definite need. And some saints, which is a very good thing to do, have opened their homes to enable saints to stay with them and have a corporate living situation. But it is also a definite fact that if, as the church, we had property in close proximity to the meeting hall, it can be a great benefit and blessing to the saints and to the church and to the Lord's going on. And specifically along that line, our brother, Brother Lee, has ministered repeatedly. Property that is close to your meeting hall, you need to pay close attention to it. If it's available, do whatever you can to acquire it. It will be a blessing to the church. Look at the church in Seattle. Yes, they have a very limited parking situation, but over the years, through the faithfulness of the saints and the brothers there, they have progressively purchased the houses next to the meeting hall. The little house where Mary Hsu lived, the other ones that have been sisters' houses, brothers' houses, my own children, other saints' children have benefited when they have attended the University of Washington. Those houses, how did it happen? The brothers were paying attention. The church was alert. When the houses were available, they acquired them. When I was in Taipei, I had a marvelous time staying in Hall 3 on Hoping Danru on the road there. Right next to that meeting hall, there are some apartments called the Hoping Apartments. The church acquired that. And you know what? It's been a great blessing. And you look at the halls, the pattern of the saints in Taiwan are marvelous. They have taken this principle. They have a hall. They make sure they take care of the physical needs as well as the spiritual. So my point is this. We realized that this property next to us, Milestone, and the property right next to it is a very crucial strategic property for the church in Bellevue. Amen. If you look around us, that is the closest property that we do not possess. Next to us, there's parking lots, land owned by the Presbyterians. But then that property there, and in the past, we brothers have prayed about that property, that the Lord would release it. Amen. Well, you noticed, about a month ago, that property came on the market. And we felt we needed to do what we can to get that property. It will be another generation before that's on the market again. Amen. So we prayed, if ever. So we prayed, and the Lord gave us a number to offer. They wanted $1.5 million. But we prayed, and we felt we need to offer a little less, which, by the way, if you are in the market in this area, and I know we have some saints who are in real estate, typically there's an offering price and the price is higher. That's what it goes for. Well, we prayed and we felt this is the number, so we made that offer, and you know what? Ours was less. We offered $1.4 million. And first they said no, but we felt that's the number the Lord gave us. Let's stick with it. And you know what? They came back and said, ours is the best offer. So it's not completely done yet. There's some things we're negotiating. Brother Daniel Lim has helped us. He has some. He does not get involved directly, but he has some others in the trade that he, real estate, he referred us to. And this person has been excellent. He is a brother in the Lord, by the way. We should pray for him. His name is Ivan. So he is a brother, and he's accustomed to helping churches get property. Well, so he's been talking to them, and at every turn, it looks like the Lord is opening the door for us. But we wanted to open this to you for prayer. That's a lot of money, $1.4 million. We're going to need to get a loan from the church, from our bank. But we made, you know, this is again, on one hand, we thought, how are we going to approach a bank? So we're praying about this. This is all happening in the last 2 weeks. I'm on my way to the airport, Kansas City, the conference that we just had, a marvelous one. Well, I'm at the gate, and I run into another brother from Seattle, brother who's on his way to another business trip. I asked a young brother, where do you work? And he says, I work for U.S. Bank. That is our bank. And I told him, you know, brother, we're going to be applying for a loan with our bank. And he says, oh, I know a banker at your branch. I will introduce you to him. So I came back and I called and this brother, and he said, let me make some phone calls. That same day, a banker called me, a very senior, very experienced person. And so we've started that process as well. Anyway, brothers and sisters, we're still following the Lord. Amen. We'll see how the Lord will lead us. But we have felt to bring this to you, all you saints, to pray. And you know, the Lord will touch us. He will touch us. And we realize we have not had a need even for serious giving for quite a while. And we know that Mammon is the god of this age. And he will bring, the Lord will bring us circumstances where he will touch our finances. This is where the church is at. This is together with our spiritual warfare. This is together with the bringing forth of the one new man. This is together with our burden for the spread and increase and the gospel to all the nations and what the Lord is doing in Europe. All these matters. So brothers, please, and sisters, please consider this. Please bring this to the Lord. And we will continue to pray, because this is quite a challenge for us. This will be a definite need that we'll need to pray and fellowship corporately and individually, bring this matter to the Lord. So maybe, Sherman, you could say a few things.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to tell you a story about some ants I used to observe. I grew up in New Mexico, and it's kind of deserty there. And there's a lot of red ant beds and black ant beds. And when I was a little kid, maybe 7, 8 years old, I used to like to watch those ants. And these ants, one that in particular I remember close to the house, I noticed they were building themselves a house. And they were digging, they were going down, and I don't know where all their house went underground. But they would come out, and every ant that came out was carrying just one grain of sand. Just one grain of sand. He'd come out, and he'd drop his grain of sand and kind of... Of course, ants are very diligent animals, you know. Well, I'd say insects. So they'd go back in and get another one. But it was all just one at a time. But I've often thought about this. We bought a place in Seattle and remodeled it. Then we prayed for across the street, and we got that land and tore down what was there and built that hall that's there now that they're going to be selling for quite a large sum of money. And then when we finished that, we came over here and we built this hall, all with the saints' labor and the saints' money. And then we went up to Shoreline. And we built that hall up there. We traveled up there from Bellevue there. The saints traveled over here from Seattle. So we were involved like in this kind of way. But you know, you just need to bring one grain of sand. There's a lot of ants in the Lord's recovery. Right? Almost every month there's some kind of need you hear about. For example, this month we're hearing about a need in Madrid. There's a meeting hall. They're looking for a meeting hall. They've never owned their own hall there. They always have had renting. I travel to Madrid once a year to do a conference. I've done it for many years. And all the saints will come together. There's not a lot of saints there. But they come together. We'll have maybe 350 or so that come to that conference. And we give it, myself and a couple other brothers, we give it in Spanish. But... they found this hall, and I haven't seen it yet, that is very good. They all feel really good about it. And Jameson is the brother who takes the lead there, and he really likes this hall. He said, we got to get it. But they wanted $700,000 for this place, U.S. money. It'll meet every need except maybe that one conference that we do once a year. Might still have to go back to the hotel for that. But this is a very nice place for them. Well, guess what? Just within a few months, they bore down hard, the saints. It's $700,000 they need to raise by July 1st. They raised $300,000. And this is a small number of saints. just within the country of Spain. For the saints to raise that kind of money, surely the Lord's recovery could raise the other 400,000. All over the recovery, we got saints everywhere. But a lot of us don't think that way too much. So we just kind of look at our nose and what we got going on in our own life. But I would suggest something, that we put one grain of sand away every month. Amen. You know, we live in the Puget Sound area. I know the living is high, but jobs are well paying. To lay aside, you know, $100 a month for whatever's going to come up, surely there'll be something come up in the Lord's recovery. Or you say, well, that's too much. Okay, how about 50? And you say, well, I don't know, even 50. Okay, how about 25? It's according to the size of your grain of sand. If you want to bring a big one, let's make it 100. If you want a half that size, make it 50. You want a little piece of sand, little bitty sand, just $25. I'm ashamed to say make it 10. I'm not going to say anything less than 25. I'm filled with shame to say anything less than 25. We should do this and learn to do this in a practical way. Amen. Of course, we'll be having in the Lord's recovery more fellowship about the 10 and the 10 and 5 that we used to practice a lot. We haven't had any speaking on that in a long time. But we have a lot of needs in the Lord's recovery. But I can tell you, it's not going to be all on any one person. We can all do our part. Amen. Just bring your one grain of sand out of the ground and dig it up and put it on the mound. Pretty soon there's a big mound there. And their house is finished. Then the black ants over here had their house finished. Guess what? I saw them go to war. I won't get into that. But anyway, we're here fighting a battle against the enemy. Part of this is our warfare. And I tell you, every time we get into a project that does something to advance the Lord's recovery, the saints have more heart than ever. If they're putting their money in it, and they're putting their time in it, and they're putting their prayer in it, and they want to know all the reports about everything that happens, the church is fervent. I've lived this many times. I lived through it in Seattle twice. I lived through it here. We lived through it and all of us that were with it, all of us there together, we knew it. We had fire in our belly. Said, where is my grain of sand? I'm going to grab it and I'm going to carry it out of the hole and plant it on the house. That's right. The mound is their house. So we have to just keep this in mind. I've thought about this a lot over the years, that Hal used to watch that, and I thought, you know, that would be a good illustration to talk to the saints about. So I spoke it yesterday to the Northwest brothers. And then the brother said, repeat that this morning. I better stop right here. We're going to, can we... What? How much? Any announcements? No.